USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Europe to meet with NATO and European leaders Thursday and discuss ways countries can further assist Ukraine fight back against Russia's unprovoked invasion. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the president will push NATO countries to step up defenses in Eastern Europe.
The president will start by meeting with the Secretary General to check signals, you know, get on the same page in terms of the agenda for the NATO summit.
The Senate confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is nearing its conclusion. Senators closed out their 2 days of questioning the federal appellate judge Wednesday night. The Democratic-led committee set to be back in session Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Jackson would be the first black woman to serve on the Supreme Court. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
How willing they were to work with me where everybody else just wanted to slam the door in my face. Second thing was just how quick and easy it was to go to Fellowship because they really put it together quick for me.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
I recommend many people. I have my cousin, I have a son of work. It's a lot of people who really need someone like Fellowship Home Loans.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779. 800-535-2779.
I appreciate how quick and easy it was to work with Fellowship Home Loans. What a pleasant experience it was. They really put it together quick for me.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
A bipartisan group of senators has a request for the president.
A group of 40 U.S. Republican members of the Senate and House of Representatives Armed Services Committee are urging President Joe Biden to add a 5% increase above inflation for defense spending in his proposal for the fiscal 2023 U.S. budget. In his first year in office, Biden submitted a budget keeping the Department of Defense spending basically flat as he and many of his fellow Democrats sought to rein in the DOD budget. Biden is expected to announce his budget next week.
Officials in Texas are looking for suspects who attempted to rob an armored truck. The Harris County Sheriff says the robbery attempt happened Wednesday afternoon outside a Comerica Bank. The guards shot back and the suspects ran off. Google News is reportedly being blocked in Russia. The Interfax news agency reports Russia is accusing it of publishing what it calls fake material about the country's military operation in Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Former President George W. Bush is addressing Madeleine Albright's passing. The former U.S. Secretary of State died Wednesday at the age of 84 from cancer. In a statement, Bush writing that he respected her love of country and public service and was grateful to call Albright a friend. Bush closed out the statement by offering sympathies to Albright's daughters. Albright served under former President Bill Clinton. The Big Apple is struggling to recover after COVID-19.
Persistent unemployment is taking a bite out of New York City's post-pandemic recovery. As many offices remain largely empty, the latest statistics from the Labor Department in New York State put the city's seasonal adjusted unemployment rate at 7.6%. That's nearly double the national average of 4%. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Shutdowns of factories during the COVID-19 pandemic, combined with high demand and unstable supply chains, have created a global semiconductor chip shortage. CEO of Intel, Patrick Gelsinger, tells Fox Business that they're investing in manufacturing to combat the shortage.
We're not just going to manufacture chips for our purposes, but we're going to manufacture wafers for the industry as well and become a major U.S. Foundry supplier, opening the doors of our fabs wide and something that we think is essential.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.